Bio break is over, on to the next talk, and we've been really fortunate to have a really nice spread of topics covered. So now we move on to, well, polytopes or metabolic flux. You decide. And I'm very pleased to introduce Vasalion Physicopoulos. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, thanks a lot. So today I would like to introduce Dingo, which is a Python package for sampling on metabolic networks. Okay. So I will start with some intro. Probably most of you know it, but it's a good background introduction. So probably you know that in our cells there are happening thousands of reactions in every cell. So here we are interested in the input and the output of those reactions, what we call them metabolites. And of course, you can model all these reactions and metabolites that take place on these reactions as a network. Okay, so those networks, we are interested in the flow rate, the rate of a reaction, the rate that happens inside one reaction, that we call it flow. Okay, so in the if you see the reactions are the rows, and then this VI are the fluxes, all the flows. Okay, so you can also imagine all this set of flows to that we can create a flow vector. Okay, so this can be modeled as a polytope, and this polytope is a feasible set. And the feasible set contains all the fluxes that balances the network. So I'm skipping the linear algebra here, but you can model it as a linear system, actually linear inequalities, where all the feasible solutions of these inequalities are the fluxes that balances my network. So I want to study all this space. Okay, of course, networks in real life are like this. So this is a RECON 1. It's a human metabolic network. As far as I know, there are also two earlier larger versions, like RECON 2 or RECON 3, that are even larger. Okay, and all this network will become, for us, a convex polytope. So if imagine a box. This is a convex polytope in a 3D space, but here you have as many dimensions as are reactions. So it can be thousands of dimensions. Okay, and this polytope, so the red one, represents the balance, so the steady states. Okay, now if we want to do some optimization, like find the optimal steady states with respect to, for example, some biomass objective function, then we have to do some optimization, which is simple. It's a linear optimization. This is the method that's called FBA. So in the polytope, this means that you would like to find the blue thing, which is a facet. Like, let's say if you have a box, it's one facet of the box. This is optimal according to the biomass. So there, all the fluxes are optimal with respect to this object. Okay, so this is one, let's say, biased way of studying this, because FBA will give you one vertex of this blue facet that corresponds to the optimal state. The other way is the unbiased, so we can do sampling on this facet and take all the possible, let's say, this will cover all the possible stages that are optimal. So this is the last figure. So imagine that you do some, in this case, uniform sampling on this facet, and then each point of the sampling represents some optimal flux. Okay. In order to do it, we build a package called Dingo. It's a Python. It's written in Python. It has several sampling and rounding algorithms. Which are based on a C++ library called Volesti. So this is the library that we also maintain, and everything that it's needs performance is on C++. So Python contains the bindings and also some extra functions like loading models from different standards, plotting utilities, and do some statistics like computing copulas of joint distributions and things like that. Okay, so yes, this is also published in Bioinformatics Advances if you want to see the paper, and we are a small team working on this problem. So let's show a case how you can use Dingo to study these fluxes. So in the first line, you just import metabolic networks and the sampler from Dingo, and then you create a model on the second line. This is a simple model from the E. coli. So this is quite small. If you run it on your computer, this will be really fast. Then you can do FBA. This is the, let's say, the biased method. This will give us one value, one flux value that it's optimal. And then we try to sample. So we create a sampler, like Poltop sampler, given the model, and the computational heavy part is the line that computes steady states, like sampler generates steady states. So there, ESS is a statistical thing that somehow tells you that we want 3,000 samples that are somehow statistical unbiased. So, and we want to have 3,000 points that are uniform, let's say, on this facet, on some high-dimensional space. Okay, and then we plot the histogram. So in the histogram, you can see the blue line is FBA, the information that FBA gives you. And the histogram is all the samples. The flux distribution we compute from the samples. And this is from one reaction in the network, and this is from another reaction. So even from this, you can understand that FBA can give you a different information. Okay. Okay, you can do it for all the reactions, and you can do it for different networks. Okay, now the other thing that you can do is that you can also study how reactions, the connection between the dependencies between the reactions. And in order to do it, we use copulas, which is when you study joint marginal distributions. So here I select two different reactions from my network, Aconda and PPC, and I compute the copula, again with sampling. So I sample, and then I have this graph. So this means that when the one reaction, the flux in one reaction goes up, the other also goes up. That could be also different. So this is a way to study the dependence, the unbiased dependence between two different reactions on my network. Okay, and then one thing that you could also do is, okay, this is maybe a high shot, that you can use this to do some targeting. What we did is that we took a paper from Rentz et al. That they generate a host virus network. They want to study reactions that are related to COVID in order to create drugs. So here you have two objective functions. They model it having two objective functions, the human biomass and the virus growth. And then they compute the FBA. So what we did is we said, okay, instead of FBA, let's do some sampling. Okay. What they saw in FBA that most of the reactions have the same FBA, but one reaction have a different FBA. So what we do with sampling is that we look at the flux rate, the distribution of the host biomass and the virus growth rate. So one is human with COVID and the other is human without COVID. And we look at if the flux does not change, means that this reaction probably does not have to do with COVID, or it's not a target that we want to study. But if we have something like this, two different fluxes, then this means that this reaction is doing something in my organism. So the question here that we could raise is that is it possible that sampling can give you more information than FBA? It seems that in general it gives you, but can we use it for targeting? Okay, so this is my last slide. I would like to give some notes about what is the current and future work. We have some Google Summer of Code projects. Two of them, the last years is one sampling from the boundary. So now we sample inside from the boundary. But it seems that it's interesting for some applications that you should sample from the boundary. So we had one student that implemented the boundary sampling, which is more, let's say, difficult to do that. We don't have a lot of algorithms for sampling from a boundary. Let's say that it's not convex as a problem. And then there's another student that was doing statistical analysis. So if you remember the copula, this is, you can imagine that every cell of this matrix is one copula. But instead of plotting the copula, we just have a Pearson correlation and we just draw the value here. So this is somehow the connections between all the reactions in a network. Yes, and this is in the package. You can use it. Yeah, so that's it. The repository is on GitHub. We have a collab notebook that you can run all of this and check. And we also have a pip package. That's all. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And Olga, would you like to start coming to set up questions?
Throw this away.
This was probably the first talk that we've had with more equations. So
I tried to remove them.
It's very hard, isn't it? Really?
Yes.
I mean, the gist of this is either sort of static solution versus numerical simulation to get a more broad space of solutions. So what sort of compute would work better for the copula computation? So if you were doing all dimensions, all reactions against all reactions, is that possible? Is there a fully parallelized?
So it depends on the network. So for Recon 3D, which is the most advanced model, even sampling, one sampling means that you get one copula. Used to take, maybe days. So for the whole matrix, I don't know.
I think you should have a chat with that guy over there.
Okay, cool. But, yes, probably you can. Because if you have the sample, then you can have the matrix.
Yes. Yeah.
So the sample gives you, let's say that in the sample you have a point that it's 1,000 dimensional. Every coordinate corresponds to a reaction. So if you have the sample, you have everything. So let's say in a day, it's not bad.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, so...